Are you ready to hear what Jason Lloyd said about it?
Oh, yeah. Especially when it comes to our beloved Cleveland Guardians.
Don't want to hear what he was saying about Deshaun Watson.
Don't want to hear that right now.
But you can hear what he was saying about the Cleveland Guardians.
For the first time since 2016-17, I feel like this team absolutely can win a World Series. I've thought that all year. I think a very good chance. I'm all in on this team because of their bullpen. Because that's how you win in baseball today, is with a dominant bullpen.
Do you believe this team can win a World Series? 216-474-0092.
So I have been asking the question to many of the doubters of the Guardians this year. Why not? Why not the Guardians? Why can't they make a run? Look at how wide open the American League is. Look at all the problems that every team that we're going up against. I mean, we just had, was it Ken Haney on around the AFC North yesterday?
Bob Haney.
I got Ken Wyman.
Ken Wyman.
You know.
And then they formed a Voltron.
Those are two different people, seriously. I heard him yesterday talking about the Orioles and how they're kind of languishing.
They're both middle-aged white radio show hosts.
Right. The central casting. The way he was talking about the Orioles, it was like, well, we got all these issues. Okay, well, that's one of the teams that we're competing with. The other teams are the Astros, the Yankees. Like, why can't the Guardians hang in there and make a run? Like, no, on paper, do I think their team is better than, like, the Dodgers or whatever? No, I mean, other teams have more talent. But it's Major League Baseball postseason. We're not new to this. We know that if you have a great bullpen, that is a huge deal. Now, like, it's starting pitching.
What bothers me so much is we talk about it still like we're talking about like when we play the lottery. Like, oh, you know, I could win. We'll see how it goes. Like, I'd like to have a little bit better of a feeling than that.
Well, who could?
It's not.
Who could feel that way?
I'm not upset by it.
In the American League, who could possibly feel other than that?
Well, I think the Astros fans can. There's history.
I mean, the Astros.
Tell me I'm wrong. I'm right.
What? Just because they've done it in the past?
Yeah.
I don't think they feel. But yeah. That's, even more so, I don't think they feel anywhere near as confident about this team.
You didn't feel more confident about the 2017 team than the 2016 team because they were there and they won 22 games in a row?
Yeah,
there's history. People play off of history. There's very little history.
Yes, but if you're the Astros, you've seen Astros teams that dominated the regular season far more than this team has. So I think they, comparing to their great teams, I don't think this Astros team. In fact, right now, I just pulled up a piece about Justin Verlander. They have no idea if he's even going to factor into the rotation in the postseason because he has not been the same pitcher after he dealt with his neck issue this year.
He has
way back in June.
Like, I understand.
They definitely have their own issues.
But everybody has their own issues. And I would agree because of the landscape of things. Yes, I feel very good about the Guardians. I'm not. If they can get past the Astros, I'm going to feel very good about it because there's just some stinking terrible suspicion I got about that team. Mm-hmm. And I just don't want to face them. I don't even want to play them at the end of the season next week.
Well, you're going to have to play that series.
I know. But I don't want to. I don't want to.
Can't opt out?
No, you can't. You cannot opt out on them. That's what it is.
So to me, it's a why not?
I don't want to do it.
Why not when we talk about this bullpen?
I think they actually had that as a motto once.
Well, when you shorten the game, the way that the Guardians have the potential to shorten the game, I mean, we're sitting here wondering about what the starting pitching is going to be, what that rotation is going to be for the playoffs. Well, the good news is you are looking at a bye, so you get to set your guys.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I think there's still some jockeying for position. I still think maybe the Guardians don't necessarily know.
I think the magic number as of right now, according to Joe Noga, Cleveland.com, is 5 to have the bye. I think it's 5 to have the bye. And then right now they clinch AL Central's 4, and they can clinch a playoff spot today. So once they're officially in, and they're basically officially in a lot of ways, but you can't pop any champagne yet, then yeah, I got a lot of confidence in them. They can do it. There's just a team I really want to avoid more than the other ones, and that's the Houston Astros.
And right now, the legitimate concern about Stephen Kwan and what's going on with his back and the fact that he's going to be missing time now and it was not looking all that pretty. It looked like maybe Kwan's catching fire here a couple of games, but I'd feel a lot more confident if Kwan was back to the Kwan of the first, 3 months of the year.
Well, I think everybody would.
I know you want to avoid the Astros, Ken. The best way to do it, and because they're going to end up with the 3 seed, I think, no matter what. Mm-hmm. It's the Yankees and the Guardians jockeying for 1-2, and the Yankees have it by
game
and a half right now. So that would put the Astros at the 3 seed. The 2 seed and 3 seed would play each other in that divisional round. if you could somehow get ahead of the Yankees and make the Yankees have to play the Astros.
Well, thanks a lot to Julio Rodriguez last night. Yeah. I have a worse chance of being able to do that. Fell asleep at third base.
Send him a postcard.
He really didn't fall asleep at third base.
Send him a card just like you sent Don Staley, and we'll be...
You're a great card sender.
I am a wonderful card sender. I forgot to send a card to the mayor of Brook Park and then Blaine Griffin.
He's probably not going to let him build that dome there now.
I got to send cards. Jeff in Broadview Heights, hello. Jeff, you talk. I got to write out these thank you notes.
All right, gentlemen. We all agree the strength of the team is the bullpen, correct?
Absolutely.
Correct.
Have you guys looked at this? They've actually announced the dates for the divisional series. Have you guys looked at that? Because game one is Saturday the 5th. Then they have a day off. Game two is Monday the 7th. Another day off. Game three would be the Wednesday.
Okay.
Game four is Thursday. And then game five would be on a Saturday. That is a lot of rest for the bullpen. He's going to have to mix and match and use a lot of that bullpen because there's going to be so many days off between games.
That's a good point. Okay. I'm following you now.
A huge advantage to them.
Considering how good their offense or their bullpen has been,
to be a World Series contender?
He's saying because of the days off, it helps them. It's advantageous. I know, but I agree.
All right, let me play devil's advocate. Because our bullpen is the strength and it is the best in baseball, I think to this point it still is considered the best in baseball. Wouldn't you want all the other teams taxed to such a point? Wouldn't you want our schedule against anybody else to be so jam-packed, so many games without rest because we have the arms and the other teams don't?
Well, that's a good point, Lyman, but I would say this, too. The way the schedule's laid out, we only have to worry about three starters, too. You're going to only have to pitch three guys in the starting rotation.
I just want to know, Monday, October 14th, when I am emceeing the Columbus Day Parade in Little Italy, it's one of the great Columbus Day
experiences. I don't think I can make it this year.
In all the country. What are you?
Hey, paisanos!
Are you protesting?
No. I don't think. Stop it. Jeff, thank you for the call.
I just want to know if the Guardians are playing that day, if I'm going to be able to spend more time in Little Italy or if I have to get out of there.
Anthony in Cleveland Heights, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, so I'll be at today's game. Hopefully I can see at least a muted celebration for a playoff berth. But
you think it's going to be muted? Muted? Don't you want to be going hog wild?
Personally, I would mute this celebration and just hold off for the division championship.
And Twitter, hit the mute button.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess
what I'm saying there is no champagne. All right. They want to
White Claws. They can do White Claws. No champagne.
White Claws. There you go. So, I do agree. If you take a look at the standings, the record, and this idea that there's no great team this year. I mean, you have a situation where probably only Philadelphia and maybe nobody will win 100 games, and that's even accounting for the fact that Chicago is historically bad. So those losses are spreading out somewhere, and still nobody's going to get to 100 wins this year. The model projection sites, have only the teams you expect to be ahead of the Guardians, the Yankees, the Astros, the Phillies, and the Dodgers.
And who would you be afraid of? Who would you be afraid of in the American League?
Here's my thing on that. I think we as fans of the Guardians just need to enjoy whatever's going to happen. Because with baseball, like Ken said yesterday, there's no avoiding a good team in baseball playoffs. They're all good. And you combine that with the fact that the baseball playoffs are a crapshoot like no other. We tend to think like we're recency biased with the Cavaliers. You skip around you arrange the playoffs.
But Anthony, Owen's right. What was the question, Tone? What did you ask Anthony?
Who scares you in the American League?
So who scares you?
The Yankees.
The Yankees.
Just because
is it the uniforms that scare you? The name?
Well, I think because they go all out on the we want to put crushers in the lineup. You can't, and you get to the playoff, you can't be pitching around people. You're going to have to go at them, and they can end the game with one swing. Like to me, the Yankees. Now, having said that, they're going to be under intense pressure, and so they may crap out in the playoffs. So if you ask me point blank, I'd say the Yankees.
I mean, we beat them.
All right, Anthony, thank you.
We beat them in that first game. We came from behind to beat them. I'm talking about, what was it, a month ago?
A month ago in New York.
Yeah. And
I thought it saved the season.
And for the Yankees, holy cow, they thought the season was over. Like that, you want to talk about pressure? Nobody, maybe in sports, has the pressure that the Yankees have on themselves from their fan base and their media once the postseason
starts. They're top three with, and Gleyber Torres has struggled recently, but I mean, you got Torres, and especially then you get to Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. If those guys were wearing Miami Marlins jerseys, which didn't Juan Soto actually wear a...
You're thinking of Stanton.
I'm thinking of Giancarlo Stanton, yes, thank you. If those guys were wearing Marlins jerseys or White Sox jerseys, I think it'd be it's a tough order there. But it's the Yankees. I can understand the Yankees. Just the Astros, just something stinks about them, and I don't want to see them. And I'm sure people are going to say I'm living in my fears, but I just don't want to see the Astros. Don't want to see them at the end of the week next week. Wish we didn't have to play them. But I am excited that
I'm excited about the dry run.
We have the possibility. Yeah, well, we have plenty of time to talk about that next week. Hopefully,
soft launch
after the Browns beat the New York Giants.